Hallmark Channel presents Bridal Wave, a doctor and a nurse.
Okay, Mrs. Morgan is prepped in OR2. The derma laser people want your endorsement. I'm on board. Their clinical trials are perfect.
Good.
You have an interview at 5 o'clock with AMA Magazine, 15 minutes tops.
What would I do without you?
You'd be lost.
Yes, I would.
Mother.
You want to take it?
No.
Woman walks away. Doctor answers phone.
Hello, mother.
Woman with patient.
Now remember, no horseback riding and no aggressive shopping for at least a month. Can you do that?
Patient looks in mirror. Doctor enters.
Good morning.
Ashley, equestrian, 21st birthday.
And how are we doing today, Ashley?
Better now that you're here, Dr. Hamilton.
Well, let's take a look.
He looks at her nose.
Yeah. 3-day event or dressage?
Dressage. I can't believe you remember.
Everything looks just fine.
Thank you, Dr. Hamilton.
My pleasure.
Okay. Let's get this on you.
She puts bandage on patient's nose.
How's that feel?
Good.
Good? Mm-hmm. Remember what I said.
Mm. And you're all set? Watch your step. And the attendant will walk you out. Oh, and happy 21st.
Yay!
Patient leaves. Attendant rolls eyes.
You know what I got for my 21st birthday?
I'm guessing it wasn't a nose job.
Nope, just a job. However, I did get to wear an apron and fill ketchup bottles.
Well, after the weekend, you will be Mrs. Dr. Hamilton, and you won't have to work ever again.
Mrs. Dr. Hamilton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is catchy.
I know, right?
They kiss. She smiles.
Mm. And I'm not quitting.
Promise.
Yes. Good. When the Smith twins come in to get their ears pinned back, I will be right here for all 4 years.
Doctor writes on clipboard.
You don't think we're rushing things, do you?
We've been together 4 years.
No, we've worked together 4 years. That's different. Although, they do say marriage is work.
Are you getting cold feet?
No. Maybe just one cold foot.
Wedding jitters. Happens to everyone.
Not you.
Well, if I had jitters, I wouldn't be much of a surgeon now, would I?
You're right. I can't believe I let my mother plan our wedding.
You're gonna be fine.
Fine?
Her face falls.
That's what you tell your patients.
When they are fine.
Not Mrs. Zimmer. Mrs. Zimmer was not fine. She had complications. And what if we have complications?
We won't. We have never even had a fight. Yeah. We make a great team. Oh, and just...
He brushes her hair back.
Yeah. There you go. It's better. Oh, your mother.
Want to take it?
Sorry, got a nose to break.
He kisses her on the cheek.
See you Saturday.
Yep, I will be the girl wearing the long white dress.
He leaves. Her jaw tightens as she answers the phone.
Hi, Mom.
The woman walks into a house. As she enters the kitchen, a group of people throw handfuls of stuff from bowls at her. She jumps and throws her hands up in front of her face. A man and woman hug her. She smiles, then spits something into her hand.
Rice-a-roni?
Your dad ate the white rice last night.
Oh, well, I thought you were supposed to throw the rice after the wedding.
We are just so thrilled. We thought this moment would never come. Your friends are all married. Your sister's married.
I know. I am the last single person on earth.
What your mother means is, if you're happy, we're happy.
Of course she's happy. She's getting married.
It's a miracle.
Although I don't understand why he can't be here till Saturday.
Mother, I already told you he has a nasal reconstruction seminar.
Well, he can't change his plans.
He's the keynote speaker.
Wow.
Well, I hope you two are still joking if he doesn't show up.
Mother.
Her mom grabs her hand.
Where's your ring?
Philip took it to get sized. It was too tight. That's all.
What are you doing? We're going to be late. Turn that TV off.
Mother with dress.
You don't know how long I've waited to see someone in this dress.
Pretty sure we do.
Oh, we do, Mom.
Well, you could have worn it if you hadn't eloped.
And that is why we eloped.
Bride-to-be sits next to suitcase.
Is that all you're gonna pack?
Yeah. What else do I need?
Well, I guess if you want to wear the same thing to the brunch, to the rehearsal dinner, to the no-host cocktail party, to the sunset Chinese lantern ceremony.
Mom? I know that you want this to be the wedding that you and Dad never had. You promised to keep this low-key.
You did ask Mom to do something low-key.
It is low-key. It's just us and them. Honestly, I do not know what you're afraid of.
Because she's not a wedding person, Mom. You know that.
That's ridiculous. What woman doesn't like a wedding? You set a date, you get married.
Actually, Mom, you set the date.
Well, was I supposed to wait for you to get your AARP card? Besides, the nuptial package is only good until May.
Nuptial package?
Oh. A White House by water. A woman in heels stares out a large window. Dr. Hamilton enters and puts his keys on a table next to a bookshelf that takes up an entire wall. The woman turns to look.
Mother!
She smiles.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just thought we should talk without all those people around.
Those people? Wow. You mean Georgie's family? Mm. You'll get used to them once you get to know them.
What a delightful prospect.
You might be surprised.
Oh, I am surprised. Up until now, you've been the perfect son.
Oh, Mother.
No, I just don't understand. Of all the suitable girls, you marrying someone like her?
Well, I'm not marrying someone like her. I'm marrying her.
Well, she's the exact opposite of anyone you've ever dated.
Because she's not a shallow socialite or the daughter of one of your friends. I'm not calling off this wedding.
Well, then postpone. Everyone knows a proper wedding takes a year and a half to plan.
Georgie's mom worked hard on this.
I am the mother of the groom. I at least should have been consulted.
As I recall, you were too busy.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't have forced my guests to travel.
It's less than an hour away. You've driven farther for a pair of shoes.
She looks away and down at the floor. He swallows and looks at her.
I know this is difficult for you. I know that you feel alone since Father died.
She looks up.
You're not losing a son. You're gaining a daughter.
She turns her head sharply to look at him.
As they say.
Okay.
Look, I will pick you up on Saturday.
Counting the moments.
She picks up her purse and walks toward the front door.
Love you.
Love you.
She shuts the door. He turns and puts his hands in his pockets. A man wearing a tie and holding a portfolio walks up to the front desk of a building.
Hey, Beth. Long time. I know where he is.
Well, I'll be there on Tuesday. No? I plan on it. Great. Perfect. Okay.
Another man gets off a phone.
Hey, man. Sorry, I'm late.
He's wearing flip-flops.
Lost your shoes?
Missed the ferry.
Ah. So is that how they dress in wherever it is you're from now?
You interested in my wardrobe or my sketches?
They sit. The second man opens the first man's portfolio. It's full of sketches of buildings.
These are good. You haven't lost your touch. Thanks.
All right, I'll set up a client dinner. Friday night, St. Michelle's.
Yeah, I can't that night. I got plans.
Second man drops folder.
Yeah, that's not gonna cut it, Luke. You want back in the firm, you're gonna have to do the dance. I mean, you were the best in the business, but that was 2 years ago.
Well, three, if we're counting.
Yeah, well, clients want puppies, not old dogs.
Old dogs?
You want the job?
Luke looks away.
I thought I did.
Put on a suit. Get a place in the city. And would you get a cell phone with reception, please?
You mean become the person I used to be?
Is that so bad?
Second man lifts tie.
I appreciate your time.
Luke stands up with portfolio.
You realize I'll just find someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
I'm not calling you again.
Well, if the phone don't ring, I'll know it's you.
Luke smiles and walks out. A parking lot next to a harbor. Georgie and her family in a van labeled Judd Dwyer Appliance.
I know, I can't believe it either. We all thought she was going to be an old maid.
Georgie exits the van and rolls her eyes as she walks away from the harbor.
Old maid. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure what time.
Luke walks down the road away from the water.
Puppies.
You know.
Georgie and Luke separately enter a general store. A ferry approaches the harbor.
The Inter Island Ferry will be ready for boarding and check-in. Arriving vehicles must clear the ramp prior to loading.
Georgie and Luke grab aspirin at the same time.
Where is it? Oh, thank. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
They grab it again.
I was here first.
I'm pretty sure we heard at the same time.
Oh, I need it more.
I doubt that.
I have a headache.
I have a bigger one.
I have a neck ache.
I stepped on a nail. And my former intern called me an old dog.
My mom called me an old maid.
Ouch. How old are you?
Are you saying I'm old?
No.
But you're thinking it.
No. But my headache's getting worse.
Georgie looks at him and releases the aspirin bottle.
Oh, fine. Take it. I'll just eat ice cream until I pass out. Oh.
She bangs her head on the shelf.
Okay, now I feel bad. We can split it.
Georgie slowly looks at Luke out of the corner of her eye.
Really?
Yeah.
She stands up straight, pushes her shoulders back, and brushes her hair back.
Thank you.
Georgie's parents drive forward in the ferry line. Georgie and Luke exit the store. He pours out some aspirin and hands her the bottle.
All right.
She offers him cash.
There you go.
Thank you. Here you go.
No.
Please take it.
Please, no, you take it. Save it for ice cream till the pills kick in.
She puts cash away.
Thank you.
You know, the ferry has frozen yogurt. It doesn't necessarily have the healing powers of ice cream, but it's good. Maybe we could have a scoop.
I can't.
Oh.
He looks down at his feet.
Is it the flip-flops? Because I do own shoes.
I believe you. And I just have to go.
She walks away.
Okay.
He looks at her as she walks down the sidewalk toward her family's van. She turns around to look at him once. He walks in the same direction. Her mom and sister exit the van.
Where is she? The ferry's here. Here she is.
Mom thought you ran away.
No, I just had a headache.
You're supposed to get a headache after you get married. Come on, the ferry's pulling in.
Okay. Jeez.
Luke walks by Georgie's family as Georgie is getting into the van.
Old maid?
She closes the van door and looks at Luke with a small smile on her face. A massive brick hotel with sloping gray roofs overlooks the water. Georgie's family pulls up and stops in front of a concierge. A bellhop pushes a luggage trolley up to the van as it comes to a stop. Georgie gets out of the van first and looks up at the hotel. The concierge holds the door open for her mom. A man and woman wearing suits with name tags stride up to the van.
Oh, thank you. Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Welcome, bienvenue. How can I help you?
Yeah, we'll take 5 tickets to the 4 o'clock show and a large popcorn, please.
Georgie? We're here for the Dwyer Hamilton wedding, the deluxe number 3 package with the chocolate fountain.
Yes.
A wedding party.
Quinoa. It's the new rice. Standard on all packages.
Oh.
This must be the bride.
Oh, no, she's already married. This is the bride.
Ah, oh.
Hey, yeah.
I apologize.
Well, it happens all the time.
And the groom?
He's at a conference, Dr. Philip Hamilton. You may have heard of him. He invented the Hamilton nose. His father invented the Hamilton chin.
The man with a name tag reading Dorian holds up a flower.
Well, do you have any other colors? Yellow washes her out.
Yes, I see what you mean. Pink.
A pink really isn't her color either.
Georgie looks at Mom.
White goes with everything.
White, Georgie.
Fine.
May I?
He puts the flower around her wrist.
Well, follow me.
They follow him.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Now, as you can see, we've remodeled in the last 2 years, which puts us on par with the other 5-star hotels in the area. Here's our formal restaurant. Over to this side is our lounge. Here's our complimentary coconut water.
Mm-hmm.
and our view.
They look down at a wedding ceremony.
Now, our award-winning amenities include a spa, 24-hour fitness center, a pool, and a jacuzzi heated to 104 degrees.
Honey, in 2 days, that will be you.
This way?
Yeah.
Greetings, newlyweds and nearlyweds. And here we are. Your rooms, down this way.
Thank you.
M-O-B-F-O-B.
Oh, excuse me? Mother of the bride, father of the bride.
Oh, groom's parents.
Well, M-O-G is on her way, and F-O-G deceased.
I see. Follow me.
Oh. Okay.
Georgie and her mom follow Dorian into a hotel suite.
And for the bride, the I do suite. I hope you like it.
I do.
Oh, she does.
Nuptial basket. Upstairs we have his and hers robes and bedside rose petals.
Wow.
If there's anything you need, my direct line.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
He hands Georgie a card and she looks at it.
Now I'm going to go check on your father. Are you going to be all right alone in here?
Mother, I'm not alone.
She points at ceremony.
See? I have them. Bye.
Bye.
Georgie's mom leaves. Georgie drops the card and flower and takes off her jacket and purse.
Nuptial package.
A basket of fruits and a framed picture.
Oh. Philip and George.
She picks up a champagne flute engraved with the name George. Her eyes widen and she frowns. She puts the glass down and walks back to the couch. She sits and pulls out her cell phone, then holds it in front of her to video chat with Philip.
Philip.
Hello there.
Hey, how's the conference?
You're right. I use your opening line. My talk on the nasal buccal membrane was standing room only. How's the hotel?
Oh, well, nuptially speaking, I think your mother's going to hate it.
Mother hates everything.
Really? Wow. I thought it was just me.
Georgie, sweetie, the sinusitis form's about to start. Can you text me the schedule? I can't reach Sheila.
I already did.
What would I do without you?
You'd be lost.
Yes, I would. I'll see you tomorrow, Mrs. Hamilton.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Georgie hangs up the phone and puts it down. Her eyes roll back and her lips tighten in a straight line as her head slowly falls against the back of the couch. Georgie slowly walks over a small bridge toward an ongoing wedding ceremony. She drinks from a glass. The bridesmaids run and stand behind the bride as she holds the bouquet in front of her. She tosses the bouquet. It flies through the air and into Georgie's hand.
Oh! Sorry.
The women look at her.
I mean...
Georgie tosses the bouquet to the women.
Congratulations!
They look at her with straight faces.
Well, I'll leave you to your joyous occasion.
Georgie walks away. The women watch her go. The hotel bar. There is a table of finger food sitting out. A woman picks up a vegetable cup. Luke sits at the bar sketching a picture of a dog. He watches the woman with the vegetable cup sit down and then he looks over at the food tables. There is no one nearby. He puts his pencil down and stands up. He walks over to the food and rubs his hands together as he looks at it. As he begins to load up a plate, Dorian approaches. Luke turns around to look at him. Georgie is at a table nearby with a plate of wrap slices stacked on top of each other.
Excuse me, sir. May I see your room key?
Georgie looks up.
Excuse me?
Are you staying here, sir?
Nope.
The poo-poos are only for the guests.
Since when?
You're under new ownership, sir.
And the new owner has a poo-poo policy?
Sir.
Georgie smiles.
Okay.
Dorian stands straighter. Luke picks up the food on his plate with his fingers and places the pieces one by one back on the table while making eye contact with Dorian. Luke turns around toward Georgie and stuffs a piece of food into his mouth, then sneers. Georgie smiles. Luke walks over to her table.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Apparently I'm getting de-poo-pooed. You just witnessed what happened to me?
Oh, yeah.
all of it.
Luke gestures at her food.
Leaning Tower of Poo-Poos?
More like Stonehenge?
Georgie looks at her food while frowning, then up at Luke. He smiles and sits.
You here for a wedding?
Yeah. You?
No. Here for the appetizers. Bridesmaid?
No.
You sure dodged a bullet there, huh?
Yeah.
Georgie drinks her drink.
I'm the bride.
You're kidding.
No.
You're not kidding.
And I believe you're supposed to say congratulations.
Right. I'm sorry. It's just I see a lot of brides, and you don't have that thing, you know? The bridal glow.
Oh.
Her brow furrows as she tilts head.
Well, what do I have?
The look of someone that's going to go see the dentist?
Her eyes widen and then her entire face scrunches up.
Besides, Stonehenge was a burial site.
Yeah, but I'm sure they had weddings there.
No, just sacrifices.
She rolls eyes. She takes a bite of food.
So when's the big day?
The day after tomorrow. Yeah.
The deluxe package with the chocolate fountain?
Have you been stalking my mother?
Groupon. Did a special a few months back, and the place has been packed.
Okay. So you're a wedding planner?
No, I just live close by. About 100 yards.
Oh, yeah, that's really close.
And you're not wearing a ring.
She rolls her eyes.
It's getting sized.
Too loose or too tight?
Why?
She cranes her neck toward him.
Well, it's just, you know what they say, if the ring is too tight, then you shouldn't get married.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
Dr. Hamilton, forgive me, sir. I didn't realize. I didn't realize.
Apology accepted.
No, forgive me.
Dorian leaves. Georgie smiles at Luke.
Here's to finding that one person to annoy for the rest of your life.
He lifts a glass. She raises hers and they clink glasses.
Cheers.
Georgie?
Dad. Hi.
Hi. Hey.
This is...
Luke Griggs. Judd Dwyer. You at the hotel?
He's hotel adjacent.
You do any fishing around here? Oh yeah, all the time. I'll tell you a great place if you keep it quiet.
Mum's the word.
Oh, yeah.
They sit.
North of the point, left side of the reef, Halibut City.
I love halibut.
It's an underrated fish, right?
Oh, absolutely,
yeah. You want a drink?
Why not?
Here, take mine.
Oh.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Must be nice living here.
It is. Well, it was when I could hear the seagulls.
What do you hear now?
The wedding march, day and night.
Oh. What line of work are you, Luke?
I'm an architect.
Oh.
I was an architect. How about yourself?
Appliances. Washers and dryers.
Dad loves that joke.
Now Georgie's a nurse.
And I'm sure he's not interested in what I do.
No, I'm interested.
Luke stares at her.
Yeah. It's strange, you know, watching your daughter get married. You hope the man she picks is what feels like a son.
Dad.
I guess all that matters is that he's right for her.
Yeah. Mm. She smiles and pats her dad's hand.
Well, I've intruded enough. Really good to meet you.
You too, Luke.
Luke and Dad shake hands.
Georgie.
Luke shakes her hand.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Luke walks away. Georgie's dad puts his arm around her.
I like that guy.
Dad, you do remember I'm getting married the day after tomorrow to a different guy.
I remember.
Okay.
Sunrise. A wooden house sitting atop a stone base overlooks the water. Luke sleeps in a bed placed in a corner with large windows on two sides. He opens his eyes and slowly rolls onto his back. He pushes his blanket off quickly and sits up on the edge of the bed with his shoulders tensed. Georgie walks onto the balcony and looks down at a wedding ceremony. She looks to the right and her brow furrows. Down below, away from the ceremony, Luke walks out to a red chair next to a path along the sea. Georgie squints down at him. Holding a mug, Luke turns around and looks up at the top floor of the hotel. Georgie slowly waves. Luke smiles and waves back. Georgie breaks out into a big smile. She slowly walks back into her hotel room and shuts the sliding glass door. Luke smiles in her direction, then bites his lip and turns away.
Where are they? The brunch package brunch ends in half an hour.
You don't think he changed his mind, do you?
A black car pulls up. Georgie's eyes roll back as she smiles and walks toward Philip.
Hi.
Hey, finally.
Oh.
Georgie and Philip embrace. He hugs her mom.
Philip, I'm so glad you could make it.
It's great to be here, Mrs. Dwyer.
Oh, and no more formalities. You call me mom.
He doesn't even call his own mother mom.
Philip.
Philip's mom sits inside the car. He opens the door and holds out his hand for her.
Hi.
Georgie reaches her arms out. Philip's mom kisses the air over her shoulders.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. I'm Judd.
How was your trip?
Long, bumpy, and dreadfully uneventful.
Well, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you, Georgianne.
She prefers Georgie.
Oh, well, you know, Dad always wanted a boy, so...
Georgianne.
You're the apple of my eye, honey. It's 20 minutes and counting.
Right. Who's hungry? Brunch?
Yes, please.
Great.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I love your dress. Oh, wow.
Oh, Dad.
It's my first.
Raises finger.
Waiter. I didn't see any fresh salmon on the buffet.
I can bring some, ma'am. Or an additional charge. Market price.
Poached, please. No butter or butter substitutes.
In other words, there is no margarine for air. Felice, my family is so excited about this wedding. You see, Mom and Dad got married on the military base, and, well, Sis eloped. We're their only shot at a real wedding.
And you're getting quite the catch with our Philip.
Mother.
Well, my late husband, Dr. Hamilton, and I were only blessed with one child. Naturally, we want the best for him.
Well, you're getting it with Georgie.
Georgie glares. Her sister mimes breathing.
Thank you.
Felice takes her salmon.
Felice, you look so youthful. What is your secret?
Philip gave me a lifestyle lift.
Oh.
Which reminds me, I have something for you, Georgie.
Oh.
Waiter, I'm sorry. Can you bring the box over? I know you had plans to wear something else.
Oh.
But I was able
to just set it down.
Call in.
Thank you.
A last minute favor.
Okay.
A huge white box.
Mm-hmm. Open up.
Yeah, okay.
Wedding dress with puffy skirt.
Oh, wow.
Everyone looks at Georgie.
Can't go wrong with Vera Wang.
There is no wrong way, right?
No wrong way, right.
Oh.
Georgie looks at her mom.
The thing is, my mom's counting on me to wear her dress. It was my grandmother's.
Philip looks at Georgie's mom.
I understand, I do. But we need to ask ourselves which dress will look better in the wedding pictures.
Georgie's mom nods.
Felice is right, honey. It's just stunning.
Georgie presses her lips together in a tight smile and holds the dress up.
Okay. Oh, this is big enough to fit a Barbie.
Well, it's a two, dear.
Oh, well, that explains it. Last time I wore a two was on the back of my baseball uniform, right, Dad?
Junior Mariners, heck of a season.
Wow, we'll have it altered. I mean, there must be a proper tailor in town.
Well, we have a harbor cruise planned for 1:00.
That's going to be a no for me. I tend to get seasick. Although, I could go for a round of golf if anyone's interested. Skins game, perhaps, gentlemen?
Brother-in-law looks at dad.
Yeah, it's a no for us. We're not really a golf side, Phil.
Fishing.
Fishing. All right.
Well, settled. Philip, you'll play golf. Georgianne, you'll come with me. And the rest of you will go on the boat. Okay? I think I'm going to freshen up. Meet me in front of the hotel. I'm going to go on shore. Okay?
Sure.
Waiter, can you help her with the box?
Oh, yeah. Let's get this.
Are you kidding me?
What if we're married for 50 years? That's 50 Christmases, 50 Thanksgivings, and 50 Easters with your mother.
I doubt she'll be around for all 50.
I have a feeling she will.
Look, you just don't fit into her plan for my entire life. And that's a good thing.
Huh.
She'll learn to love you.
The way that you'll learn to love ball games with my dad?
He shrugs.
Well, how many games?
Like two or three.
A year?
A week.
He stares.
Can we stop talking about our parents?
Yes, I would love to not talk about our parents.
Thank you.
I could give you a tour of the I Do suite.
I would love that.
Okay. Upstairs, we have the his and her robes.
Mm-hmm.
And right over here, we have the nuptial basket.
Ooh.
Ooh. And, of course, can't forget the incredible wedding garden views.
Philip straightens a picture frame. Georgie looks at his back. He turns around.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where we can watch complete strangers get married from dawn till dusk.
She wraps her arms around him. They bring their lips close together.
Sorry.
It's the clinic.
I have to take this.
Yep.
This is Dr. Hamilton. Oh, dear. How?
Georgie looks at him quickly.
I'll call you right back.
It's the Thompson girl, isn't it?
She broke her new nose.
Horseback riding?
The mall.
I told her no aggressive shopping.
I'm sorry, Georgie, but I gotta go reset it.
You just got here. And Dr. Green's on call, remember?
She doesn't want a green nose. She wants a Hamilton nose. It shouldn't be more than a few hours.
You're right.
She smiles.
I'll go with you.
You can't leave your parents here alone with my mother.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, you stay. I'll go.
Okay. I'll be back in time for the rehearsal dinner, I promise. Okay?
He straightens her necklace, then puts a finger under her chin and kisses her.
Sorry.
He walks toward the door. She watches him.
Hey, yeah, it's me. Yeah, I should be there in about an hour.
She bites her lip and her eyes water.
I'll be the girl sitting alone at the table.
She sits on the couch. She wipes her nose and eyes. Her mother enters.
Come in, mother.
I just saw Philip rush out. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. He just had an emergency.
He just got here. He can't leave again when he's getting married. Is he coming back?
Yes, Mom, he's coming back.
Well, shouldn't you be meeting Felice?
I still have a minute and 30 seconds.
Well, I could come shopping with you.
Why should we both suffer? No, go on the cruise with Dad. It's prepaid.
You know, I feel sorry for her. All she has is Philip.
Well, Philip, two houses, a private chef, a limo, and a country club membership.
Well, when it comes down to it, none of that other stuff really matters.
I'm sorry about the dress.
Oh, honey, it's just a dress. Your daughter can wear it to her wedding.
Oh, my imaginary daughter is already getting married?
I'm working on the guest list right now.
And now I have to go. Bye.
Georgie gets up. Luke walks up to the reception desk. The woman at the desk points behind her. Luke goes back into her room with an older man at a desk who stands up and shakes his hand.
Mr. Griggs. Come in, please.
Thanks for coming in. Charles Evans. I'm the new owner.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I heard I forgot something at the bar.
Man gestures at portfolio.
Oh, that? No, I didn't forget that. I left it.
I'm glad you did. I looked you up.
Your work on Sky Vista development? Exactly what I'm looking for. You see, the bottom line is, I'm expanding the hotel, and I would like to have you involved.
How much bigger do you plan on getting? It's just the rooftop altar has a bird's eye view of my bathtub.
You do realize that I'm offering you a job.
I do. It's just when I moved here, this place had 15 rooms and a few weddings a month. And a poo-poo bar that wasn't run by Homeland Security. It was paradise. So if you're just planning on stacking more suites on top of party rooms, I'm not that guy. I was, but I'm not that guy anymore.
Well, you do realize that I'll just hire someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Luke gets up and walks out. The man's brow furrows as he rubs his chin slowly. Georgie walks out of the hotel and looks around with upturned eyebrows. She slowly looks to her left at Felice talking to a bellhop.
I don't understand this. I talked to the concierge. He said the car would be here in time for me to make my appointment in town. You need to make a call, okay? The bride needs to have her wedding dress fitted today. People are expecting us. I need a call.
Georgie hides behind a luggage cart. Luke walks up to a blue truck and gets in. Georgie peeks around the luggage cart at Felice as Felice turns to the bellhop who is on the phone.
Oh, is he coming?
Georgie sneaks backward from the cart and leans against a black car. Luke watches Georgie move in his direction through his rearview mirror. Georgie makes a shushing motion at the man in the black car, then hunches down behind the front of the car. She peeks around the hood and quickly ducks back behind it as Felice looks in her direction. Luke backs his truck up until the cab of his truck is next to Georgie.
You having second thoughts?
Georgie looks up at Luke's truck. She quickly stands up and ducks into the passenger seat.
Go! Whoa. Go, go, go!
Oh, okay, all right.
Luke drives away. Felice looks at her watch, then back at the hotel.
Not that I mind, but what are you doing?
Avoiding a wedding dress showdown with my future mother-in-law.
A what?
I want to wear my mom's dress. She wants me in Vera Wang.
Georgie's eyes bug out as she frowns with her mouth open.
Okay, so where are we going?
Anywhere out of the line of fire.
Georgie buckles her seatbelt.
And then what?
And then I hide till dinner?
She smiles. Luke nods.
Where's Dr. Hamilton in all of this? I've seen you 6 times already, and every time you're alone.
You've seen me 3 times.
Oh, well, yeah? Oh, yeah? You're counting?
She quickly looks at him.
Dr. Hamilton is in a way on an emergency. He's a surgeon.
Cardiac, brain.
Rhinoplasty.
She looks out the window.
That's a nose job.
Why, yes, it is.
What's the emergency? Is it running?
That's so funny. I've heard that before. In second grade.
Well, you're coming to do an errand with me. I'll be back in 30, tops.
They drive past a field of tall grass. They get out of the park truck. Georgie looks out over a misty field with trees in the distance.
Wow.
Wanna give me a hand?
Yeah.
They lift a wooden bench monogrammed LG.
Just grab the other end there.
You made this?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
He hops out of truck bed.
Thank you. So, this is why you kidnapped me, huh? Free labor?
Exactly.
They walk the bench away from the truck into a field.
So we're gonna put it just over here.
Okay.
The field overlooks the sea.
What is this for?
Whoever wants to sit here.
Really?
They place the bench facing the water. Luke wipes it with his hand and sits down. Georgie sits next to him.
Whole island used to look like this.
It's beautiful.
And the best part about it? No weddings for a 15-mile range.
You do know you can move away from the hotel.
Yeah, I do. All my neighbors sold one by one. I'm the last one to hold up. Meanwhile, it's 4 weddings a day, 365 days a year.
I see 4 nose jobs a day. That's 1,040 noses a year. Plus autoplasties.
Auto what?
Surgery to get your ears pinned back.
Who would want to do that?
Big ears are aesthetically displeasing. They throw the face off center.
Off center? So underrated.
Like halibut?
Like the Sydney Opera House. Stonehenge. The human heart. All asymmetrical. All beautiful.
She smiles at him, then looks away as he turns toward her.
Look. Right there. See those rocks?
Mm-hmm. Rounded rocks jut out into the sea.
Thousands of years of water cutting up against it. How imperfect is that? Yet perfect.
Luke turns toward Georgie. She looks down, then brings her eyes up to meet his. They stare at each other. He looks at her lips, then brings his face slightly toward hers. She looks at his lips as she backs slightly away, then looks up into his eyes.
We should go.
She turns away and stands up.
Yeah, let's go.
They walk back to the truck. They get in the truck. Georgie rests her head on her hand with her arm propped on the windowsill and stares out the window. Luke turns the keys. Georgie looks at Luke.
I thought this battery at least had one more charge in it.
Okay, but you can fix it.
Yeah, no problem.
He lifts jumper cables.
All we need is one more car.
She gives him an exaggerated smile.
I'm calling AAA.
She leans forward and grabs her phone. She looks at her phone and her brow furrows. She leans out the window and raises her phone into the air. She rolls her eyes and bites her lip.
No reception. How are we getting out of here?
They look at each other.
Good thing you're not wearing heels.
He smiles and gets out of the truck.
You coming?
Her eyes widen. They walk through a field.
Are you sure we shouldn't be on a road?
This is a shortcut.
How short?
I don't know, maybe 11 miles?
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Are you kidding me? This entire outing has thrown a wrench in my plans.
Luke grabs at his foot.
Ah!
What?
I gotta start wearing shoes.
He sits.
Here, let me see.
She lifts his foot.
You're not gonna try and pin my ears back, are you? What is it, a nail?
Nope.
She yanks something from his foot.
Pine needle.
She smirks at him and walks behind him. She puts his shirt between her teeth.
What are you doing? What? This is a new t-shirt.
I'm helping you. Hang on.
She yanks the shirt. She rips the bottom of the shirt off all the way around.
Oh. I'm not happy about this.
I thought you liked imperfect things. Okay.
Now I was thinking, what's the official cutoff age to be an old maid?
That's what you were thinking? I have service.
We have contact.
Oh, yes.
Georgie looks at phone.
6 missed calls. His mother.
Felice, doesn't that mean happy?
Did, before she met me.
What's wrong with you?
Apparently everything. Philip!
Georgie, I should have taken you with me. Sheila was all thumbs, and she forgot to order the number 9 blades. Is my mother behaving?
About that,
Who's that?
Georgie looks at Luke.
No one.
Thanks.
Where are you?
Listen, I got a little sidetracked, but everything's fine. Are you on your way back?
Yeah, I'm just wrapping things up here. I have a quick consult on a neck lift. I tried
to postpone it, but it's the mayor's wife.
Philip, I rescheduled that for next week.
I know, she just showed up. I will be back before Mother can send back the appetizer. All right?
Well, Philip...
Connection lost. Georgie clenches her jaw and closes her eyes.
Hey,
Yeah.
Luke stands up and hands her her purse. Felice stands inside the hotel next to a luggage cart holding the dress box. Dorian walks up to her.
Mrs. Hamilton, is there something I can help you with?
Well, it appears as though I've been stood up by the bride-to-be.
Oh, nervous forgetfulness, I'm sure.
Well, as long as you're here, I'd like to go over some of the changes to the wedding we need to make. You know, when I married Dr. Hamilton, we had a simple white canopy with Tivoli lights. When our vows were spoken, the lights seemed to glow like fireflies.
Ms. Hamilton, don't you worry. This will be a wedding made in heaven. Excuse me.
He walks away. Her eyes widen.
Made in heaven. Like thunder and lightning.
She looks to her right. Georgie and Luke walk through a field.
I almost got married once.
Almost?
Partner at my firm. Took off with my clients and my fiance.
Wow. It's awful.
You know, you'd think so. But once the smoke cleared, I realized it was the best thing that could have happened. My whole life, I was just going through the motions. And wrong girl, wrong job. New building, bigger, newer, passionless. It was empty. So I dropped out, and here I am.
Lost in the woods.
No, not lost. I just don't want to become that person again.
We won't. You have scar tissue. A cut heals, scar tissue's formed. It's not always pretty, but it's stronger, better.
She looks at him, then away.
That probably sounds so stupid to you.
No, it doesn't.
They look at each other, then drop their gazes. Georgie slowly comes to a stop as Luke walks up to a weathered eagle totem pole surrounded by tall plants.
What is this place?
He puts his hand on the wood.
Destination wedding site? Chinook.
Her brows raise.
From a time when marriages lasted for life. And for our deluxe package, number two, we have our natural sulfur springs, shrouded with poison oak, music courtesy of our indigenous birds, and the coup de grace, our fresh blueberry patch, all you can eat at no additional cost.
He smiles down at a bush. She sits and her face falls. He turns around to look at her.
Hey. What's wrong?
I'm a terrible bride. I mean, I'm horrible.
I've seen worse.
No, you haven't.
Okay, so you're terrible. Must be a reason.
There isn't.
Were you left at the altar?
No.
Parents divorced?
They've been married 36 years.
And it's got to be something to do with the groom.
No, there's nothing wrong with the groom. He's brilliant and accomplished and confident. And I mean, you should see him. He doesn't even have friends. He has fans.
Well, then you have nothing to worry about, right? You do love him.
We get along great. We've never had a fight, and...
She tears up.
We make a really great team.
Luke pats his pockets. He bites his shirt.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Ripped shirt.
Thank you.
It's gonna be okay, all right?
Oh, I know. Everything's gonna be fine, right?
Well, I didn't say that.
She looks up at him.
It's gonna be fine, eventually.
She sobs into the ripped shirt. He picks a branch from a blueberry bush.
Look, blueberries. It's high in antioxidants.
She looks up at him, then grabs a blueberry from the branch and eats it. She looks at him again. He pops a blueberry in his mouth and smiles. She looks down at the ground with wide eyes and raises her eyebrows.
I'm sorry. I've been acting so crazy since I've been here.
She shakes her head. He puts a hand on her forehead.
Wedding fever. I see it all the time.
Oh, really?
See, look, you're cured.
You know, my mom, she's been pushing for this wedding since I brought my first boy home.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She baked him a cake, and he only came over to do homework.
Well, you know what they say. You can try to get somewhere in a hurry, and they'll get you there faster, but it might get you into an accident.
Tell me, is this the same day that says it's bad luck if your ring's too tight?
He looks in air, swats her with branch.
No, that's a different day.
Hey! Don't give me that. Give me that.
Hey!
They throw blueberries.
Your best shot.
Georgie and Luke walk toward the hotel as her family approaches.
There's Georgie! And what a relief. Philip's here.
That's on Dr. Phil. He's not even wearing shoes.
Hey, guys. Oh, looks like you caught some fish.
Yeah. Hey, good to see you again, Luke.
You too, Judd.
I got some blueberries on me.
Fish guts.
Oh, right.
That's Melissa and Mike, otherwise known as Eminem. That's my mom. Everyone, this is Luke Griggs.
Really good to meet all of you.
Where's Philip?
You got delayed. Something about a neck needing a lift.
He will be here in time for rehearsal. Unless you have another Philip update? Georgianne.
Felice approaches.
I assume you have a good excuse for standing me up.
I do.
Good.
Felice stares at her. Georgie looks at Luke and away.
I don't.
Do you mind if I have a word, Felice?
It's Mrs. Hamilton.
You see, Mrs. Hamilton, Georgie wants your approval, like any daughter-in-law would. And that's why she's afraid to tell you that she wants to wear her mother's dress. And not just because she has to hold her breath to wear it, but because it has history. And history is important, right? I mean, this island has history. And that dress has history. And
who are you? And why am I listening to this high school debate speech?
I'm nobody.
As I assumed. Georgianne, if you wanted to wear your mother's dress, why didn't you just say so?
Georgie looks back at her mom. Her mom presses her lips together and looks to the side. Georgie looks back at Felice.
I wanted you to like me.
For heaven's sakes, dear. We're gonna be family.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, if you'd rather wear Orlan than Vera Wang, who am I to stop you?
It's only 30% Orlan, the rest is sateen.
How reassuring. Well, I'm sure you'd all like to get cleaned up before Philip arrives.
Of course.
Felice walks away. Georgie looks at Luke.
I didn't make that worse.
No, actually, that was, it was the warmest I've ever seen her.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I gotta get back to the point and give this truck a charge.
You got plans tonight?
No.
Come to the rehearsal dinner.
I really appreciate the invite, Judd. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be there. As long as it's okay with you, Mrs. Dwyer.
It's more than okay, and you can call me Emma.
Okay, Emma. All right. Eminem?
Okay. I gotta put this fish on ice.
Oh, you know, I just think he's so charming.
Georgie's sister walks up to her as the rest walk away.
As your bridesmaid, I have to ask. Are you afraid that Philip won't show up? Or are you worried that he will?
Georgie tilts her head. Evening. Georgie's family and Felice are dressed in suits and dresses.
You know, it's not like Philip to be late.
Oh, he's probably just stuck in traffic.
Well, he's always on time for his surgeries.
Oh, here he is.
Oh.
Luke.
Hey, guys. M? Guys?
Hey.
Hello? Judd, good to see you again.
Good to be seen.
Emma, you look lovely.
Thank you.
Mrs. Hamilton, wedding black.
How festive.
Do I know you?
We met an hour ago.
Apparently, you failed to make an impression. I'm gonna wait in my room until Philip arrives. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Luke and Dad high five.
She means well.
You look...
new to it.
So, where's the lucky groom?
Oh, he's still on his way.
Still?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know what they say, it's bad luck to see the bride before the wedding.
But it is good luck to see her during.
All right, people, rehearsal, rehearsal. Everybody in their places.
Oh.
Bride and Dr. Hamilton, follow me.
Oh, Dorian, no, this isn't the real Dr. Hamilton.
I'm not?
No.
Be that as it may, we do have another rehearsal party breathing down our necks, so might I suggest, for a small, nominal fee, you can hire a stand-in.
Well, I gotta pay for a stand-in groom now?
Dad.
Look, I'm already here. I don't mind doing it.
No.
He doesn't mind.
No!
I'd be honored. I don't have to sign a prenup, do I?
It's fine. I'm sure somebody else can.
Melissa and Mike kiss. Georgie's shoulders fall.
Let's go.
You see, you're already ordering me around. It's like we're already married.
Okay, so we've already had the walk down the aisle, the bride and the groom accompanied by the harp player. Bride and groom now look at each other.
Georgie looks down. Dorian looks at Georgie.
In the eyes, not the feet.
Georgie looks Luke in the eyes.
Very nice. We are gathered here together, blah, 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 in sickness and in health. Ceremony, ceremony. Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Sounds good.
And do you take this man to love, honor, and cherish, yada, yada, yada?
Okay.
Yes, I do. Would be more keeping with the nuptial tone.
Georgie looks down and slowly looks up into Luke's eyes.
Yes.
Georgie's family watches intently.
Rings.
They're with the groom. Still.
Georgie looks at her family with wide eyes.
What? I have a ring.
No. We should not.
It's not
be
a big deal.
That.
It's for good luck. Chinook. It's not too tight, is it?
No.
Georgie's mom purses her lips. Sister and dad smile.
So, we now go to the wrap-up. I now pronounce you. Music, tears, laughter, and the throwing of the quinoa.
Georgie looks down and up at Luke. Luke stares at her.
You forgot to say you may now kiss the bride.
What?
Aren't you the stand-in?
Well, I'm just trying to cover all bases here, you know?
Georgie looks at her family, who are suppressing laughter. Georgie's dad raises his wine glass.
Two marriages.
Everyone raises their glasses.
Cheers.
Yeah, Emma and I were happy for 20 years, and then we met.
So you guys must have a great story.
Oh, the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, we met in the waiting room of a job interview.
There was an empty couch, and instead of sitting on separate ends, we both sat in the middle.
Hello.
We didn't get the job, but we got each other.
And they have been finishing each other's sentences
ever since.
Georgie looks at Luke and they smile.
Yeah.
So, what about you and Philip? What's your story?
Oh. Well, we worked together. We've actually worked together for 4 years. And things just sort of fell into place. We just evolved.
So you evolved and...
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
She looks around the table.
Well, not everyone has a story.
Melissa looks at Mike.
I do.
You do?
She stares at him. He turns away and smiles.
Yeah, this girl walked into a mini mart. I was definitely not planning on meeting someone. And our hands touched over an aspirin bottle. I had a headache. She did too.
It was sheer agony at first sight. She was luminous.
Philip and Felice.
Hello, everyone. Apologies. What did we miss?
Clearly nothing.
Felice is right. You just missed some fake wedding stuff and food. That's all. Hi.
Hey. To Georgie and Philip, may you always be as happy as you are this very minute.
Who's that?
That's Luke. The wedding stand-in.
The stand-in. And now that you're here, I guess I can go.
Oh, you work for the hotel?
No.
No, no, but I recommend the chicken Kiev. Judd. Emma. M.
Georgie, have a wonderful wedding.
Thank you. Oh, wait. Oh. You forgot your ring.
No, it's yours.
No, take it. It's yours. No,
it's yours. Be happy, Georgie.
They look into each other's eyes. Luke walks away. Georgie watches him leave, then looks down at the ring in her fingers. She puts it in her palm. Outside, Georgie and Philip walk down a path arm in arm.
When was the last time we were alone?
Post-brunch pre-necklift.
I'm sorry about today. And yesterday.
It's okay.
No, it's not. I should let Green handle it, but I couldn't.
I know.
You do know. I mean, that's what I love about you. I don't have to explain things.
That's what you love about me?
Did I say something wrong?
They stand face to face. She takes his hands.
I need to talk to you about today.
Like, if you're talking about standing up to my mother, I get it. I would have done the exact same thing. Although, can I be honest with you?
Please.
Not to put down your mother's dress or anything, but I mean, the Vera Wang really would be more flattering.
Oh.
Sorry.
Luke looks up and peeks out his window.
I'm not picking up.
Didn't you say anything?
Okay, just once all this wedding stuff is behind us, everything will settle down. Which reminds me, I almost forgot. I have something for you.
Ring.
Try it on.
Isn't that bad luck?
Since when are you superstitious?
Luke watches out the window.
You're right. It's probably worse luck if it doesn't fit, right?
Yeah.
Philip slides the ring onto her finger and slides it off easily.
It's too loose.
I'll put tape on it.
No, because I told...
He looks up at Luke.
Isn't that...
You're the stand-in guy, right?
Sorry? Can't hear you.
Hey, Philip, what are you doing?
I want to talk to that guy.
Philip walks up the path toward Luke's house.
I just noticed something earlier, and I'd kick myself if I didn't address it.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Luke walks outside.
Hey.
Hi.
It's a beautiful night, huh?
Yeah. Look, I wanted to ask you something back at the dining room, but you left in such a hurry that I never got a chance.
Georgie stares at Philip as he stares at Luke.
Have you ever had your nose broken?
Georgie's eyes widen. Luke's mouth falls open.
Nothing happened, okay? Not nothing, because under different circumstances something could have happened, but it didn't.
Luke closes his eyes.
All right, okay. Go ahead, take your best shot. I probably deserve it.
What are you talking about?
Luke opens his eyes and looks at Philip.
I shouldn't have taken Rep Island. And my shortcut, it could have been shorter. And it's possible I knew my battery was gonna die. But I have to apologize, Philip. I didn't... You have an amazing woman. And, you know, something could have happened, but it didn't. And it won't, because you guys are getting married in 18 hours.
Yeah, I have no idea what that meant, and I do know that Georgie is amazing, and I am lucky to have her.
Okay.
You don't have to explain. I trust you. You have this slight nasal fracture, most likely from an old injury that was untreated. I can fix it.
He can.
Okay. The thing is, I like my nose. I use it for breathing.
How is your breathing?
You come to think of it, it's not that good.
Yeah, I really like to look at that under the light. Can we?
He gestures at Luke's house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's go inside.
Oh, yeah, you guys. Yeah.
Tell me if you feel any tenderness or clicking sound there. Right there?
Right there.
And are you prone to infection?
Sometimes.
Okay. So, listen. Call Georgie. Set up an appointment. We'll be back in the office on Tuesday. We'll get you sorted out. All right?
Okay. Tuesday. No honeymoon?
Oh, well, this is our honeymoon. Until we can sneak off in August to Rome.
Check out some of those Roman noses, huh?
Yeah. I like this guy.
Yeah. We should go, honey. Yeah.
So, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
By the wedding?
Huh?
I assume you'll be there now.
I am part of the honeymoon, so why not see this through till the end, right? At 3:00, black tie, optional.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, we'll see you.
Okay, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Georgie and Philip leave. Luke stares. Philip lies asleep on the bed covered in rose petals, dressed in a button-down and slacks. The his and hers robes are still folded and covered in petals. Georgie looks out the sliding glass door with her arms crossed. She looks down at Luke's red chair.
My love's not heavy. My love runs deep.
Luke sits in the red chair with a burning candle on the table next to him. He stares straight ahead, then turns to look up at Georgie's room. He looks down. Georgie looks down and walks away from the door. Sunrise. A wedding ceremony is taking place outdoors. Georgie lies on the couch with her eyes closed. Her eyes pop open.
I should be available till about 2:30-ish. I just gotta wrap something up this afternoon. Okay, great. Talk to you soon. Bye.
She looks at Philip.
I didn't mean wrap up like a sandwich.
I know.
She looks in the air.
So, it's the big day.
She smiles at Philip with a tight smile.
You're cold foot again, huh?
He sits on the couch next to her. She looks in the air and then down.
It's both feet now.
She stares at him.
And I'm afraid it's not just my feet.
Okay.
He takes her hand.
You're an amazing man.
Oh, boy.
You're the perfect man. I mean, who wouldn't want to marry you?
Well, I'm guessing you.
She shakes her head a little bit.
We don't have that thing that couples have when they're in love. We don't have a story. We don't have that moment where we just knew. And it's like we got swept up in this wave, and now we are about to make a huge mistake.
Georgie,
no,
we could...
If we didn't work together, and you didn't depend on me so much. If I was just some girl you met in a mini mart, would you fall in love with me?
He blinks and looks away. He shakes his head.
Probably not.
She closes her eyes and nods.
Yeah, I think I've been using work as an excuse. I know that there's something missing between us. I thought it was fixable, you know? We just worked together so well at the office, you know? I just thought all of this was the next logical step.
I do love you.
I love you too.
so you're not upset.
He pulls his shoulders back.
I guess I should be, but, ooh, I think I'm relieved.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, you have just made me the happiest woman on earth. No, I take that back. You've made your mother the happiest woman on earth.
I could just hear the celebration now.
Country club poached salmon?
No butter or butter substitutes.
None at all.
No. Ooh.
He rubs her shoulder.
What am I going to tell my mother? She's going to be crushed. We should just get married.
Yeah, but we'll tell them together.
I will
meet you for brunch, and we will tell them together.
She nods.
I will be the happily unmarried girl by the omelet station.
Everything's gonna be fine, Georgie.
I know.
She smiles at him. He stands up and walks away.
This is Dr. Hamilton. Uh-huh. Yes.
Georgie walks down the path toward Luke's house with a smile. Her smile falls and she comes to a stop. Outside the gate, there is a for sale sign. Georgie bites her lip. She looks up at the house and slowly walks away. She walks up to Luke's red chairs with her arms crossed. She lets her arms fall and looks down at one of the chairs. She walks away. Luke sits on the wooden bench overlooking the water. The hotel owner walks toward him with Luke's portfolio in his hand. He sits next to Luke.
Hey. Thanks for coming up here.
I like the new drawings.
They're rough. But I wanted you to see what I was talking about.
Wow. It is beautiful here. This is what the grounds of your hotel used to look like. Mm-hmm. You know the spot where my cottage is? Years ago, that was a natural grotto. I was looking into the historical topography maps, and I was thinking we could restore it to its original state, make it for a beautiful wedding site.
Huh.
I thought you didn't want the job.
Yeah, so did I. You know, truth is, I don't want to make things bigger. I want to make them better. And I'm not saying you go back to 15 rooms and 3 weddings a month. But your hotel could be part of the island again. You know, instead of a conveyor belt of brides, you give people a place to remember. A memory that lasts, hopefully, longer than most other marriages do.
So, why the change of heart?
A girl?
Isn't it always? Now, I can't offer you what they were paying you at your firm.
Luke nods.
Why don't you throw in a free poo-poo pass?
All you can eat?
You might regret that.
Is that a yes?
You had me at poo-poos.
Come back for a happy hour. We'll go over the details then.
Luke stands up.
Oh, you know what? Can we do it tomorrow? Gotta see a bride about a groom.
Luke's new boss points at him and smiles.
Enjoy.
Luke walks away. Georgie and Felice sit at a restaurant table. Georgie's parents, Melissa and Mike, sit down with plates.
Oh, it looks so good.
Philip enters. Georgie stands up quickly.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hi. Maybe we should wait till they finish eating.
Although with my family, that could take forever.
I think we should do it now.
Right. Okay, you make the incision, I'll close. Great.
Georgie and I have an announcement.
Oh, no.
Everybody,
Everyone stares up at Philip as he rubs his hands together.
Georgie has something to say.
That's it. That's your incision.
Okay.
Please tell me this isn't what I think it is.
Mom. Dad. I know how much you wanted this wedding. Felice, I know how much you didn't. And as it turns out, I am going to remain unmarried for the foreseeable future, and Philip is going to remain married to his work.
Thank heavens, Philip, you've come to your senses. Georgiana, I'm sure you and your family and Tom will agree.
It was Georgie who called it off, Mother.
Is that true, Georgie?
Mom, it was the right thing to do.
For both of us. And the next time I almost get married, I hope it's to someone as great as Georgie.
Felice stands up.
Georgie, you would have made a wonderful daughter-in-law.
You would have made an amazing...
Well, let's quit while we're ahead, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna go pack.
Felice leaves.
Bye.
Bye.
I am so sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Dwyer.
It happens.
You come by sometime. I'll throw some halibut on the grill.
I would love that. And someday I hope that Georgie can find something like what you two have.
She will. You both will.
Georgie walks with Philip.
I should,
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Take care, Philip.
Bye, Philip.
Bye. So I'll see you back at the office.
Think you can pin back the Smith twins without me? I need some time to figure things out.
Of course. Take as much time as you need.
Okay.
Georgie and Philip hug. Georgie smiles at him. He leaves.
Bye.
Bye.
Georgie grimaces and walks back to her family's table. Her mom's eyes widen as she turns to face Georgie.
You okay?
Well, we should be asking you that.
Oh, yes, I am fine. No. I'm better than fine.
I'm happy.
Well, listen, as long as we have a deluxe package number 3 paid for, it's no use in wasting a good wedding, right?
Well, I suppose I could ask Dorian to get one of those stand-in grooms.
Well, I think we already have a groom. Right, Dad? We have a bride. We even have a dress.
Hotel room. Georgie looks at Mom in wedding dress.
Oh, you look beautiful. That is very nice of you to say.
That's true.
Always with the jokes, just like your father.
Mom, are you nervous?
Okay, so I'm nervous.
After 36 years?
Well, the last time I did this, your father didn't know what he was getting into.
Well, this time, he does.
And he's out there waiting for you.
Oh, that's your song. That's good. Wait, what about the harp?
I canceled the harp and dove option. We are now going with the Chimichanga Station and the Oldies Band on the beach. And you and Dad are saying your own vows.
I thought you weren't a wedding person.
Turns out I kind of am. Besides, I'm single now. What else am I going to do?
You going to walk me down the aisle?
With pleasure. Come on.
Luke strides into hotel.
Thank you. Am I too late?
I believe they're between I do and the quinoa.
Luke rushes outside. Georgie's parents kiss.
No! Georgie, don't get married!
Luke runs down the aisle.
I'm so sorry, guys. Please, continue.
Georgie slides into a different chair to make room for Luke. Her parents smile and kiss again.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, everybody, please gather around. The next wedding will be starting in 5 minutes. Please, let's move along. Good, good. This way, please. Right this way.
Can we pretend like that just didn't happen?
No, I definitely can't.
So, where's Philip?
You aren't. You're not.
We called it off.
Yes. Yeah. So you're not getting married?
No. I decided to wait until I found that man I could annoy for the rest of my life.
Well, it just so happens that I know someone who finds you incredibly annoying.
I find you incredibly annoying, too.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd say that.
So you're selling your cottage?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna move up island.
By your bench.
By our bench.
Georgie smiles and looks down. She bites her lip. Luke brushes her hair back and puts his hand on her neck.
Do you want to go for
aspirin?
Dinner?
I do.
I do too. Can I kiss the number I'm
writing? Yes.
They lean in and kiss each other. Their arms wrap around each other. Georgie's family watches. They all smile and her mom and sister's mouths fall open.
Okay, happy couple. We really have to move it along. We have another wedding scheduled. Thank you. Thank you.
I guess we'll have to take this up to the chocolate fountain.
About that, I canceled the chocolate fountain.
You did what? Emma, do you know she canceled the chocolate fountain?
Oh, let's forget about this Emma business. You just call me Mom.
I knew she was going to say that.
Luke looks at Georgie with a smile. They close their eyes and kiss. Text, 1 year later. A group of people dressed in suits and dresses walk past a sign that reads the Historic Grotto.
And here's our Historic Grotto. This is the place where ruined families join together in marriage, creating a lasting peace between them.
Just one day.
A wedding ceremony takes place in a field overlooking the sea. Georgie and Luke walk down the aisle amidst thrown grain. Dorian beams at the couple. Philip has his arm around a woman with a bandage on her nose. Georgie's parents clap and kiss.
I was headed the wrong way.
Georgie and Luke stop at the end of the aisle under an archway made of twisting vines and flowers. They turn with their arms around each other and smile at the wedding guests. Felice smiles as she throws a handful of rice. Melissa rubs her pregnant belly as she kisses Mike. Luke and Georgie smile and kiss each other under the archway.
What a difference in just one day.
A nuptial basket with a photograph of Georgie and Luke inside.
Sweetheart and stole mine away. All in just one day.